different AIs do different things, right? It can help you come up with a strategy and it can help you think through judgment calls, but it does not replace a senior team of marketers that have been there, done that, and are going to make decisions.
Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. So I've had 3 guests on this year that are building AI-first companies. That's Alex Mayer, Yoni Serra, whose team at Lusha uses AI daily at basically full adoption, and then Amos Bar-Joseph, who's literally building toward $10 million in revenue per employee. Every time I ask the questions and they share, you know, like their perspective on AI. And since then, I've really had people messaging me asking about my perspective on AI. And I guess I realized that I've never sat down and told all of you what I actually think and how we're adopting AI as someone who's been running a services business, a marketing agency for 13 years, which is so interesting because if you believe all of the headlines and the hoopla, I really don't think I've ever said the word hoopla, so I don't know where that came from, but here we are. That is exactly the kind of company that AI is supposed to be killing right now. So that's the episode today. No guest, me and my honest take on AI and marketing agencies, which is, I think, a really interesting topic. Maybe some of these things that I would only say over drinks or happy hour, but hey, I'm recording at 5 p.m., so we're almost there. Because I actually think this topic is, it's a little uncomfortable for the industry. It's something that is odd to talk about. So my stance, and I'm not gonna curb my opinion here, AI changes everything for marketing and for agencies. Agencies that are not adopting it are going to fall behind. And eventually, agencies that aren't adopting it are likely to be obsolete unless they have some really creative or technical skill set that is not being addressed by AI. I believe that in the near future, you are going to have to be an AI forward agency in every department. And that is a big part of how work is actually going to get done. And I know there's a lot of controversy around this. And trust me, I don't like the impact of AI either. I have spent a lot of my time and my life trying to lessen my impact on the environment. I have been driving an electric car for nearly a decade. I am really purposeful about where I shop and how I spend money. And I think that investing into AI almost seems like the opposite of that in some ways. And unfortunately, I think that if you don't move forward with AI, you are going to be left behind professionally, and there's just no way around it. So if you're one of those people that is taking a moral stance against AI, this message today might be for you. AI doesn't do the work for you. There is a line, and I want to talk about that line today because I think it's very important for anyone that's running a services company and anyone that's thinking of hiring a services company, anyone that works in marketing, sales, honestly, anyone that works, period, in an industry that is being touched by AI. I think this is going to be really important to discuss and something that you should be thinking about. Okay, so let's get into the AI line at Excelity, my marketing agency. We've had to draw this very deliberately. It's been something that we've been talking about for a while, something everyone's talking about, honestly. But I do feel like a lot of people are just like, we need to do AI. And then they're running around like chickens with their heads cut off, trying to quote unquote do AI. that is not the way. You have to be deliberate. So what we use AI for is the work that clients shouldn't have been paying premium rates for in the first place. And a lot of clients do it anyway. It's stuff that gets handed off to junior marketers or admin. It is stuff that could be done really efficiently. And so there's really clear examples of this, right? Like taking work and transferring it into different documents. It's the really simple legwork that's done in research, people spending hours searching the internet, compiling, organizing. AI does all of that stuff in a fraction of the time now. And of course, a human is in the loop. You have to check it. You have to shape it. You have to direct it. You have to decide what matters. But the legwork gets a lot faster now. And I think the slightly, spicy part of the take is that if your agency is still billing you for all of the manual hours at 150, 175, 200, 250, whatever, that AI can do in minutes, then you're not paying for expertise. You're paying for them refusing to pursue modernization. And I would have a big problem if I were you doing that. We also just reinvented our entire reporting system. And that's a perfect example of the line that we're drawing that I'm talking about. Our old system showed tons of marketing metrics, and it was great for the point in time that we implemented it and for what we needed. It was a huge step up from our old reporting, which was a very manual system, but it didn't tie anything together and it didn't provide insights, right? We had to tie all of the data together and then we had to read through all of it and provide our own insights, which is what we at the time were paid for. We drew together the story and told it concisely and figured out what we should be doing with it. Now AI can take all of the data, connect it together via APIs. It can put it all in one place. It can process the data and it can suggest insights and next steps to you. Now that's not to say that those are all A plus spot on 100% right, right? Like the AI doesn't know the company's history. It doesn't know everything they've tried. It doesn't know what's fully working, what's not. It has to be prompted and worked with and edited. Like there's a lot that has to happen. So this is what I'm saying, where we can't just hand all of the reporting off to AI and say, okay, go do your thing and then tell us what to do, or better yet, just do it for us, right? But it can get us a lot further now, where when we reported manually, we really honestly couldn't even do weekly reporting. It was like a monthly process and it took 30 hours. When we reported with our old system, it was a weekly process and it took 5 hours. Now it's a weekly, monthly, quarterly process and it takes, 2 hours, 1 hour. AI does the assembly and humans make the judgment. And that's exactly what it should be.
All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn.
Now, there's also a bucket of things that I think we should be refusing to use AI for. And I do see people pushing the envelope here and getting it wrong. AI is not for the thinking work. Like it can be a thought partner. It is a great brainstorming partner, and different AIs do different things, right? It can help you come up with a strategy and it can help you think through judgment calls. But it does not replace a senior team of marketers that have been there, done that, and are going to make decisions. When clients work with our company, Excelity, they're paying for people who have seen hundreds of similar situations and they know what to do. They know what good looks like, not what the internet says good looks like, and not what benchmarks say good looks like, but what good actually looks like in these certain situations. They know what to prioritize, and they know when something that looks cool is actually a mistake or actually a bad idea. And AI cannot make those judgment calls. I see, especially as we've onboarded clients in the last 6 to 12 months, I do see stuff coming from those clients, from other agencies that is just fully AI generated. And I think that's really, really interesting. Things like fully AI generated reports with insights that are like, they're 80% of the way there, but if you look at it too closely, you know it's not right. Like the tools got better, but the judgment just, it's not there. So here is the part that I think that most companies and most agencies aren't going to say out loud. I think it's actually right to expect more from people now. I think that people think that they can now just automate their entire lives with AI and cut to Tim Ferriss's 4-hour work week. And now no one will know if they're around because AI is going to do their entire jobs and they're going to have freedom to go lay on the beach. And that's not really how it works. Like when we got the internet and life got faster, were we like, oh, okay, well, we can do things faster. So I guess I'm just going to work less. It's just like we're gaining efficiency. We're not just staying in the same model and taking back time. I was at a speaking engagement a couple months ago and someone asked, like, are you charging on value now because you're doing things so much faster? Well, no. It might be right to raise our prices because we're doing things faster and more efficiently and we do have a senior team. But it's not right to charge on value and complete half the work, at least in my opinion. Agencies didn't get cheaper. I actually think agencies should get more expensive, like I just said, because we can do more with less. One of my team members just estimated that he can do 10 months of work in 2 to 3 now. And I think he's right. It's kind of crazy the volume of work that we can do now. Like our agency is bigger than it's been, but we have the same size team. And we just got our employee survey back and the numbers have not gone down. So that doesn't, people aren't more stressed out. They're not less happy. They're just feeling more efficient. And I think the quality of work is actually going up as well. I think what AI is doing is just changing the shape of a company. So we can be smaller, more agile, more senior, and we can have more leverage. We are paying for value, not exactly headcount. So whether you run a service business or you hire a service business, this is kind of what I would do with all of this information. If you run an agency or a services company, I would make sure that you are working on getting AI forward in whatever way makes sense to you in every department. I wouldn't be putting together a committee to explore AI. I wouldn't be putting together pilots. I would be working on actual adoption. So start with the work that's clearly legwork, like the admin layer. And then you should be protecting the thinking work and putting policies in place, putting tools in place, and putting guardrails in place. So decide as a team what AI should be used for and what AI should not be touching. Second, I think we should all be rethinking exactly what clients are paying for. So if your pricing is built on hours, then AI is not exactly breaking the model, but it is maybe helping us rethink the model. So we are providing more value for fewer hours. So does that mean that pricing goes up? What does that mean for those of us that are billing for hours? If you are a company that hires agencies, ask how the work is getting done. Ask your agency directly, what are they using AI for? What aren't you using it for? How has that changed what I get for my budget? Great agencies and great service companies should have really good answers to all of that. And a vague answer is going to tell you something. And even if they don't have a great answer, they should have an honest answer, and they should be moving in some kind of way toward AI-driven solutions. To me, and anyone that's been listening for a while, you know that honesty is a key to success in any relationship like this. For anyone with an AI mandate in your company, make sure that you're defining what good looks like before you do anything. Back to the chicken with our heads cut off running around. We're not just doing AI to do AI. We're doing AI with a purpose. We're doing it to create efficiency, and we're doing it to serve an ultimate goal, whatever that goal is. All right, I said at the beginning, AI can change everything for agencies and for marketers, and I do mean that, but the nuance that I think a lot of us aren't talking about is it doesn't really replace what's valuable. I got a message on LinkedIn asking if it's harder than ever to grow a marketing firm and whether people are even working with marketing firms anymore. And I thought that was so interesting because it's this perception that marketing firms are just going bye-bye. But AI isn't just like, hello, I've appeared, and therefore agencies are obsolete. I think that AI strips away what wasn't really valuable in the first place. And thankfully for us, that's just not something that we were doing in the first place or something that we were trying to outsource or create major efficiencies around, like work, busy work, things like that. No one wanted to do that work anyway. So AI didn't exactly create this problem, but it did help those that were looking for efficiencies solve it. So the question that I will leave you with is, if AI is doing all of this legwork, what are customers paying you for? If you run a services company, or if you are hiring a services company, what are you paying for? Make sure that it's the right thing. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next time.